You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is Menstrual Health Day, so I spoke to a small business that sells sustainable menstrual products in a bid to aid period poverty in New Zealand. Siobhan and Linda run the aptly named social enterprise Flow, and I asked them about the issues that people who menstruate face today.
We provide sustainable period management products. We're a social enterprise, so for every Flow cup bought, we gift another to a woman in need. We have reusable pads, period underwear, and menstrual cups at the moment.
And when you talk about giving them to women in need, how is that initiated? Where do you find the people who need them?
First, we're actually giving 20 away to a Māori teenage parent school.
Yeah, He Wero o Ngā Wahine in West Auckland. There's a group of women there who, yeah, that's our first stop.
Today is special because it's Menstrual Health Day, obviously, and it tries to tackle the current issues in the world of menstruation. What do you think that these issues are currently?
I think that, you know, there are a surprising amount of women who don't have access to menstrual products, and we believe that everyone who menstruates deserves to have proper management of their period. You know, if you find yourself a day without a tampon in your bag or without your menstrual cup, sure, you bleed through your undies, you might stain your jeans or whatever, but for us it's kind of a one-off. And to imagine that for some women that could be every month is, you know, it's quite disturbing.
And so many teenagers missing school because they've got their period, you know, they can't, it's a matter for families, you know, is it food or menstrual products?
When we talk about Menstrual Health Day, dealing with those current issues, what particular ones are Auckland specific? Which ones do you think Flow as an Auckland enterprise is focused on the most?
Definitely the period poverty and women having access to menstrual products.
Especially teenage girls, I think.
There is more and more research coming out, some research called Anything You Can Do, We Can Do Bleeding, Unless We're Poor.
In terms of period poverty, do you think that this is an issue that at the moment is hidden in the dark?
I think it's coming more to light. Meghan Markle has made a big issue of it, and it's on her bio, which is great, you know, what a woman.
Also, you know, like the thing with the Critic magazine last week, you know, that's kind of shone a really, really bright light on how conservative we are in this country and talking about menstruation and issues of period poverty.
Absolutely. I was actually just about to ask about the Otago thing. Why do you think that these debacles are still happening, and why is there still such extreme censorship when it comes to women's health?
I don't know. I mean, it's 2018. Yeah. I find it quite shocking, actually. Yeah.
I still think there are some parts of society that find it difficult to talk about their bodies and normal bodily functions, and which menstruation is, of course.
Yeah, and we've got, you know, there's a long-standing history of, you know, the patriarchy and
it's still considered unclean, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that in Western culture we still have that. It's just not acknowledged.
For sure. Yeah. And especially when it is predominantly the patriarchy that controls, you know, our education, and particularly our sex education, the way that sex education operates. I mean, it's way better than these days than it was a while ago, but still there is so much work to be done. Alex Casey from The Spinoff talks about how when she first got her period, she used to take her stained underwear and put it in a bucket and pour it with bleach all over it because nobody told her.
Didn't know what to do to get the stains out.
And that's so recent, you know, like I went through it probably more recently than anyone else, and it's totally lacking. I mean,
I love hearing period stories.
So do I. It's ridiculous, eh? Like, even women comedians are told, like, you can't tell a period story, but here are guys talking about their dicks all the time. Period stories are so much better.
They're great. And I remember my sex education, as it was like ejaculations and erections versus periods and unwanted pregnancy. But periods, it was kind of like that picture of the, you know, weird uterus that you can't identify with. It doesn't look anything like what you've got in your undies.
It leads me to asking, because with the products that you guys sell, maybe firstly we could have a big conversation about what each of these products are.
Yeah, sure. So a menstrual cup is ours is made out of medical grade silicone. It's a clear cup, and it sits in the vagina just like a tampon, but instead of absorbing the menstrual blood, it collects it, and then you can remove the cup, empty the contents, wash it and reinsert it.
Cool. And how about reusable pads?
Our reusable pads are made of bamboo and they're charcoal. So, you know, if you don't actually get staining on the absorbent panel, that you wear them just like normal disposable pads, but after you're done with them, you rinse them and chuck them in the washing machine.
Okay, and then leak-proof underwear is kind of similar, isn't it?
So our leak-proof underwear is not actually absorbent, so it's really, really great for the beginning and the end of your period when it's quite light, and using an intravaginal period management product is a bit like...
too invasive, too dry.
Too dry, it's like, it's not nice. So they're perfect for those days, yeah.
They're good also to double up if you're not going to get a chance to take out your menstrual cuppa and make sure that you're not going to
have a
nightmare when you stand up.
Exactly.
Obviously.
That's right.
Or if you're a first time menstrual cup user and you really want to give it a go, but you're feeling a little bit funny about, you know, whether it's going to work or not.
Sure.
They're quite good too, the pants, if you have a lot of discharge in between your periods, instead of wearing
panty liners.
Mm. Especially with the menstrual cup, you need to be really confident, saying from experience, to be able to get up there and like be strong enough with your fingers and just test and see what works.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, the people that you're trying to get the free menstrual cups to likely have even worse education and maybe don't have the confidence to even try that.
That's one of the reasons when we're giving cups away, we have a little talk with them as well.
Cool.
And talk to them about how to use a cup, how to, you know, look after it, keep it clean, and keep themselves healthy. And you know, a lot of these girls don't know a lot about their own bodies, so it's a time to actually give a little bit of education as well.
For sure. And so in terms of keeping them clean, obviously we saw recent stats about toxic shock syndrome is supposed... I found it so hard to say that.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah. The risk is supposedly higher with menstrual cups. Is that true? Does that need to be a deterrent? Is there some new cleaning things that we need to learn? Or
yeah, so since that research has come out, we have reviewed what we recommend for the cleaning of the menstrual cup. So it's a reusable product, so like other reusable products, it needs to be
maintained.
Yeah, it needs to be maintained and looked after and kept clean, and you know, safety is a priority. We do have a few reservations about the study, but at the end of the day, you do have to keep them clean. So what we recommend is that they're sterilized once daily. So that's just a matter of popping, covering the menstrual cup with water and popping it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
So it's quite good to have a dedicated cup. Well, for every order that we get today, we're going to give a free sterilizing cup away. Yeah. Flowcup.nz is our website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.